Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
From KMOX Sports.
The Young swings and that's a high fly ball.
Milliken's win! Milliken's win!
This is Sports Open Line.
It's a grand slam!
Touchdown! Kansas City!
On America's Sports Voice.
Yes!
KMOX.
A good Thursday evening to you. Welcome into the program. Have you for just 1 hour tonight. We take you till 7 o'clock, leading you into Thursday Night Football. My name is Matt Pauly. If you want to get in contact with us, you can do so by calling or texting 314-436-7900. That's 314-436-7900. You can also tweet into the program at Matt Pauly on air. Just a few moments ago on MLB Network, they made a big announcement. And when I say they, I specifically mean legendary Cardinal Albert Pujols.
Well, brother, congratulations. This is the first one of many more, hopefully, to come. Well-deserved. What an honor to play with you this year. What I love about you is just the way that you conduct yourself, you know, off the field and the field, the great teammate that you are. And what an honor, you know, just to say I play the finals year in St. Louis and play, I would say, one of the best first basemen in the game right now. So congratulations. Enjoy with the family. And the first one, but hopefully many more to come, brother.
Man, wow. It's really special to have you, Albert. It was amazing, you know, to play with you. The kids, to get to witness what you did this year. So unbelievable the time you took, you know, even whenever we first met 8, 10 years ago to coach me up and take the time to talk to me and to be the example you are for me and my kids. I mean, even Manny and Nolan, we all, you know, are trying to play like you. So thank you.
That audio courtesy of MLB Network just a few moments ago, Albert Pujols making the announcement that his teammate in Paul Goldschmidt has been named the National League MVP after he led the National League in slugging, .578, had the best OPS in the National League at .981. It is the sixth time over his 12-year career that he's been in top six in the voting. Manny Machado finishing second, Nolan Arenado finishing third for Arenado. He finishes in the top six in voting for a fifth time in his career. He also won his 10th consecutive Gold Glove Award. So pretty cool that those two guys were right there. And it's Paul Goldschmidt. We had long known, I mean, you look at the betting odds, things like that, we had long known that it was likely to be Paul Goldschmidt as the National League MVP, but now it is officially official that he is the MVP. So pretty cool that another Cardinal has won the MVP award. Paul Goldschmidt, your National League MVP. With that, again, we welcome you into the program. Have a jam-packed 1 hour. Here's what we've got coming up this evening, coming up in just a few moments. We'll talk about this with Rob Raines from STLSportsPage.com. And then later on in the hour, Cardinals pitching coach Dusty Blake is set to join us as well. I'll tell you this just right off the bat. I've already recorded the interview with Dusty Blake, so we're not going to be able to ask him about Paul Goldschmidt winning the National League MVP. So when you hear that, you won't hear that question. But I thought Dusty had a lot of really interesting things to say, so he's going to join us coming up later on in the program here on KMOX. MOX. But up next, Rob Raines is going to join us. We've got you till 7 o'clock tonight and Thursday night football. Good one tonight, Packers and Titans from Green Bay. We're back with more in a moment. This is Sports Open Line on KMOX.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
This is America's Sports Voice, KMOX.
Sports Open Line continuing here on a Thursday evening. My name is Matt Pauly. Have you for the next about 40 minutes or so. We're leading you into Thursday night football tonight. Packers and tight ends, but we are talking St. Louis Cardinals baseball. We just found out Paul Goldschmidt is the National League MVP. Also, stay tuned. New Cardinals pitching coach Dusty Blake is going to join us in about 15 minutes. But right now, we're very happy to welcome on to the program. He covers the Cardinals. You can follow him on Twitter at Rob Raines. Read him at stlsportspage.com. He is Rob Raines. Hey, Rob, thanks for your time. How are you?
My pleasure. How are you guys tonight?
Doing all right, as Rob is joining us on the Quiver River guest line. I guess nobody's shocked by Paul Goldschmidt winning the MVP. What's your initial reaction to it?
Well-deserved, definitely well-deserved. I mean, he was a guy that had a terrific season. I know everybody kind of focuses on the fact he didn't play as well in September as he had during the other 4 months of the year, but I think it's one of those awards that, you know, you look at, you know, obviously it's based on the whole regular season, not just the last month, not to, you know, certainly not the playoffs, because you got to have your votes in before that. So I think he was a well-deserved honor, and I'm happy that he won.
He wins it overwhelmingly so, or is there any surprise to that?
No, I didn't think so. I mean, 22 out of the 31st votes, I didn't think it would be unanimous. I mean, I did think Alcantara, you know, yesterday in the Cy Young vote would be unanimous, and he was. But, you know, there was too many other cases. Machado especially, you know, the way he played, the way San Diego finished the season, I thought he would get some votes, you know, from that you know, people that cover that team, and he did. I was a little surprised that Arenado got a first-place vote. I, you know, came from a writer in Pittsburgh, so that surprised me a little bit. But, you know, he finishes third, and you know, well-deserved honor for him as well. So, yeah, I think it probably went about like everybody thought it would go.
Is this maybe a good thing for Goldschmidt, just in the sense that it gives him something other than the postseason results to kind of take into the offseason, if that makes any sense?
Well, obviously, he's got to add to all the other room he's going to have to clear on his mantle for all the awards he's won. You know, I mean, he got the Hank Aaron Award, he got the Silver Slugger, he got the Player's Choice Award, he got the Heart and Hustle Award a couple days ago. I mean, yeah, he's, other than missing out on the Gold Glove, I think he's won everything he's been up for in the postseason. So, yeah, he's got to make you feel good. It's got to make you realize that you did have a terrific season. I mean, I ran the numbers for those 4 months from between May and all, you know, through the start of September. It was like, you know, 32 home runs, 94 RBIs, 104. You know, games played, .342 batting average. I mean, that, you can't play any better than that. So if that's not good enough to win an MVP, especially when your team wins a division, I really don't know what it is.
You know, it's interesting because the Cardinals have those two middle of the order guys, but really before Albert Pujols got going, the offense did underperform, and now they go into an offseason where a lot of people are talking about them needing to add legitimately two bats to the lineup. It just says something about baseball, where you can have guys the stature of Paul Goldschmidt and Nolan Arenado, and you still need a whole lot around them to be able to score runs at the pace that you would like.
Because I think this was magnified during those two games against the Phillies. You know, I mean, I think during the course of a regular season, you know, those guys needed to come through. They came through more times than not. I mean, you don't win 93 games, you know, without that happening. But in a short season, when two guys do struggle at the same time, yeah, you do need somebody else to step up. And that's why the Cardinals are going to try to go out and find somebody, you know, whoever that case may be this winter, whether it's somebody they bring in from the outside or just simply promote Jordan Walker from the minor leagues. So I think they do need that other guy. They could, you know, they could already have it. It could be him. It could be Nolan Gorman. It could be, you know, they've got some pieces in place that it could be, you know. So we'll just have to see what moves that they make over the winter to try to add to that lineup.
Walker is likely to start the season at AAA and eventually get to the big leagues this upcoming season, but nobody's saying that he can't win a job out of spring training. And look, we've seen that happen before, where somebody plays really well, then goes and plays, winter ball or the fall league and performs there, and then they come to spring training and they win themselves a job. What kind of possibility do you think that is, that Walker could break camp and be a Cardinal on opening day next year?
Well, I think there's another question you have to ask first before you can answer that question is who are the other candidates to make that the lineup, to make that roster? You know, is it just the current group of outfielders that we have, you know, are in place right now on the Cardinals, or is there going to be somebody coming in from the outside that's going to make that more difficult? So I think without knowing that answer, you can't really answer the question. But if you had to ask me today, based on the guys that Cardinals currently have in their roster rotation, I think he's the opening day right fielder. So,
do you think the Cardinals trade from their current major league roster this offseason, whether it's bringing another outfielder, whether it's acquiring a catcher in the trade market? Is this something where we could see them trade away maybe from some of their outfield depth or something? You know, there's been a ton of social media conversation lately about Lars Nootbaar, but whoever it might be, do you feel like this is an offseason where maybe there are major league guys who are getting moved?
I think it's a possibility. I think you've got guys that, you know, you have a lot of guys, but you don't have a guy who's that star that we just talked about. You know, I mean, you have a lot of really good players. So I think the Cardinals went into this season thinking Tyler O'Neill was going to be that third bat in the lineup, you know, and it turned out it was Pujols for the second half of the season, but I don't think anybody saw that coming. But based on the way O'Neill had played, you know, the 30-plus home runs a year ago, you know, they thought that he was going to be the guy. So the injuries and everything kind of set him back. So just one of the things you like about baseball is you can predict and you can analyze and you can think you understand what's going to happen, but then sometimes it just totally works out differently than it does. So yeah, it wouldn't surprise me, especially, you know, they look at some of the couple of the pitchers that are at either the back end of the rotation or the back end of the bullpen. If they do make a move and go out and sign somebody or trade for somebody else, then just simply by the victim of the numbers game, somebody's going to probably have to go.
Rob Raines covers the Cardinals for STLSportsPage.com. A couple more questions for him. John Mozeliak was very open at his end-of-season press conference that the team is going to spend money, the payroll is going to go up. Now, he's not going to paint himself into a corner and say how much, and from a very kind of dictionary definition standpoint, payroll goes up just because of guys who are scheduled to get raises, but I don't think it would sit well with the fan base if that's just the amount that the payroll's going up. It feels like when he talks about it, it's got to be a substantial increase. What are you expecting them to do from a payroll standpoint this offseason?
I think it'll go up. I think some of the speculation I've seen is somewhere between $15 and $20 million. But again, it's not how much money you spend, it's how you spend it. You know, I mean, it's where do you spend it? On what position players can get better? I mean, to me, they've been one of those teams that they really don't go out very often and make a, you know, sign the top free agent on the market. And I'm not saying it couldn't happen, but it would surprise me if it did. I mean, most of their bigger moves, you know, the last 2 years, Goldschmidt, Arenado, have come through trades. So I think you're looking at that as a possibility as well, especially for the catcher market. I mean, there's a couple guys out there on the free agent market that I'm sure they're probably kicking the tires on and analyzing, but it's all, you know, you can offer money, but then it's up to the player and his agent to agree to take it. So it works, you know, the street has to move, traffic has to move both ways on that street. So that's why it's really kind of hard to predict what's going to happen.
Last thing for you, what do you think there's going to be much of an impact as a result of the coaching changes that were made? It's a very different looking staff for this year.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see. I mean, I think there is some continuity, though. I mean, even though, you know, Holiday's really the only new guy coming in, but he followed the team very closely and very familiar, obviously, with the older guys on the team. You know, Nolan are especially close, and I think he and Goldschmidt have a good relationship. So I think that even though he was not here on a day-to-day basis, I think he understands what the situation was, and he and Ollie are so close that I'm sure he'll get all the reports that he needs to from him. And Dusty Blake, you know, takes over as the pitching coach. Turner Ward takes over as the hitting coach. Those guys were both here the last 2 years. You know, well, Turner was there all last year. Blake's been here 2 years. So even though they were not in the same role that they're going to be in, they certainly were familiar with what was going on. So I think that's going to help the continuity. I mean, there's, you know, I know you're talking to Dusty. I actually talked to him yesterday, too, about first story will be coming up soon here on the STL Sports page. But, you know, I think he was talking about anytime you make changes, there's going to be and staff, there's going to be some things that change just because you have a different way of doing things. But I think, you know, it was probably a good thing that they, you know, promoted from within and brought in guys that already had some familiarity with the people who are here.
Rob Raines covers the Cardinals for STLSportsPage.com. Follow him on Twitter at Rob Raines. Rob, thanks so much for your time as always, and I will catch up again real soon.
Okay, anytime. Thank you.
Awesome. Very good. There's Rob Raines joining us here on Sports Open Line. As mentioned, up next, we're going to be joined by the new Cardinals pitching coach, Dusty Blake. Again, the disclaimer, we recorded the interview prior to the announcement about Paul Goldschmidt winning the MVP. So that's not going to be a question that I ask him, but I've got a lot to say, and he's got a lot to say as well. Really, he's got more than I have to say, but some interesting things. I think you'll enjoy this conversation. Cardinals pitching coach, Dusty Blake, he joins us next. This is Sports Open Line on KMOX.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at PitchHitRun.com.
Swing it along with the left. That's a grand slam.
You bet!
This is Sports Open Live.
Billikens win!
On America's Sports Voice.
Touchdown! Kansas City!
KMOX.
Sports Open Line does continue here on KMOX. My name is Matt Pauly. The news of the moment is that Paul Goldschmidt is the National League MVP. That was announced on MLB Network just before 6 o'clock as Albert Pujols actually made the announcement on MLB Network. Very happy right now to go to the Quiver River guest line. We are going to welcome on to the show. He has been in the Cardinals organization as the pitching strategist, but now he moves into a little bit of a different role, actually a much different role, but he'll continue to do much of what he was doing as the pitching and strategist, but pick up some more responsibilities as well. He is pitching coach Dusty Blake. Dusty, thanks so much for taking some time with us this evening. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing great, man. Appreciate you having me on.
Yeah, absolutely. So let's go back a little bit. Mike Maddox makes the decision that he wants a little bit of a different baseball lifestyle, and the pitching coach position comes open. When you find out that information, are you reaching out and saying you're interested in the job, or are Mo and Ollie coming to you? Like, what's that whole process like?
Yeah, I think I'm trying to remember back. I think at first, just hearing about that was – a little surprising. Obviously, Mad Dog's done a great job with our staff, and these guys trust him. And I think pitching in St. Louis has been certainly something that has been part of our success. So, I think kind of getting past that. The question did come up, and certainly have been enjoying the opportunity I've had with the organization. But I think any pitching coach, or at least in my history as a pitching coach, I feel like you always want to consider an opportunity if it happens to cross your plate. And so, I was certainly interested when I found out the news that they would consider me, and that, I have interest going down that path.
Your reputation is as someone who's very good when it comes to data and analytics, and they're not hiring another pitching strategist. At least they've not announced it, so it seems like you're taking a lot of those roles into, or those duties into, your job as pitching coach. Can you talk to me, even before this, as the pitching strategist, what did that look like? What have you been doing for the team?
Yeah, I think some of the biggest changes in the game are due to all the inputs that we now have. Every stadium, or a lot of stadiums, have systems that are measuring, it's called a MoCap system, where they're measuring angles and degrees of movement. And we've got Hawkeye, and you've got Edgetronic camera, 500,000 frames per second. Within that, there's just a lot more incoming, and there needs to be, and there's value in having someone that can help kind of digest that and then make it, somewhat relatable to the player, so that you can use it to actually, help improve performance, or just in an actionable way that's going to kind of support the glove. So I think, my role a couple of years ago as I came in was more about trying to be a conduit of that information for our staff and for our players, and kind of help filter and digest the more meaningful parts of it that we could act on.
So you talk about all the data that's available and the cameras that are out there, and I know there's gigabytes of data that's being recorded on a second-by-second basis. I don't know if people really understand just how much data is coming in on a moment-by-moment basis. I've always thought, for me, if I was in a position where I was trying to utilize this, my biggest struggle would be knowing which information to take and use, and which information really isn't going to help me that much, and it's just kind of there. How do you navigate through so much information being available?
Yeah, and hopefully that's, at least from our perspective, that's the biggest part of this thing. Everybody has access to a lot of the same information, so it's how you organize it and how you use it. I think the goal, for our players, if you're working back from them, is to help them be great at what they're good at. And so identifying, if you're going to use some of the technology that's available, identifying what things make them great when they're great, helping connect with how to achieve that process, and then find ways to be more consistent with it. If we can find a pitch that certain guys throw, and, 10 to 15% of the time when it hits these metrics, it's, the best version of that pitch. Well, maybe we can move the needle on that. Instead of 15% of the time, maybe we can throw that 30 to 40% of the time. There's always going to be, human error, and that's a big part of the game as far as the, trying to repeat something that's being measured in so many ways. And at the end of the day, guys still have to compete. If you have any kind of doubt or fear that enters into a pitcher's mind, then obviously you can throw all the other things out the window. They're not going to be the best version of themselves. So, helping them connect with what makes them good, and then finding ways to reconnect with that and reinforce that for them, I think is the biggest piece. And like you said, there's so many data points, filtering that for them to simplify actually what it is that makes them great and the best version of themselves, I think is a big responsibility for me and our staff.
you've got a background as a college coach. You were a pitching coach at Duke. It feels like right now in Major League Baseball, more and more former college pitching coaches are moving into major league roles. Is there a reason for that, do you think?
You know, I don't want to speculate on, you know, somebody else's opinion there, you know, but if I, you know, from my vantage point, you know, as a college coach, you do have to be integrated into a ton of systems. You're involved with the strength performance. You're involved in the scouting and recruiting. You're obviously involved in player development. And so there's just a lot of layers to that job. And, you know, at that level, you don't have a farm system. You can't make trades. And so some of these guys that have found success down there have had to do it in a way where they've been really consistent and been on some really good stretches where they've been able to help promote either player development or guys being able to stay healthy throughout a season and perform consistently. And so I can see, you know, there being value in bringing somebody into an organization that's been responsible for wearing so many hats and understanding how all those pieces fit together. But, you know, I don't want to speak for, you know, somebody else, but in my mind, I think that's an angle where there is some value in having an experienced coach.
Cardinals pitching coach Dusty Blake continuing to join us. So for you, you've been the pitching strategist. We've already talked so much about you know, using data to be able to help pitchers. What does this look like for you now? Because I can only assume you are going to take a lot of what you've already been doing and then also continue to move into that lead pitching coach role. It seems like there's a lot being put on you. Would that be a correct way to say it?
Yeah, I think the responsibility increases for sure, and the accountability, and, you know, obviously trying to get on the same page with players, not just from a, you know, technology standpoint, but from across the board is the biggest thing. I think we've got to work through this off season and making sure we're prepared to take advantage of spring training. You know, we certainly have rule changes happening in the game with the pitch clock and, you know, having some idea of a game plan for that. But yeah, as responsibility grows, it's certainly just part of it. And again, my goal is to make sure we're all on the same page. We're having truthful and transparent conversations. I think one thing our organization has done really well has built a system that's integrated in where each player has access to anything we're using to evaluate them. And so if I'm going to have a transparent and truthful conversation with our players, I'm not holding information that they don't have access to or they can't see that we're going to discuss. They're able to log in. They're able to look at their performances, video, pitch data, and then the simpler metrics and matchups and splits versus righty versus lefty, that sort of thing. But you know, we've created a really good platform for those guys to be looped in on areas that we feel like they're being evaluated. And so to just have those types of conversations to make sure we're on the same page and have a good plan moving into spring training is kind of the first item up for bid there.
Is it enjoyable? There's so much going on because you want to help pitchers be able to throw their pitches, like you said, make them their best self. There's the approach that you want to take against hitters from a big picture. There's approach that you want to take against specific hitters based off what they do well and what they don't do well. It's all this stuff that goes into helping pitchers perform at their best level. Do you enjoy bringing all of that together and making it into kind of one clear message?
Yeah, I think it's hard to really survive in this game as a coach, whether it's college or professional, if you don't love that, because it is a lot of responsibility and a lot of information, and it certainly takes time to work through. But you know, that's the reward when you feel like you can connect all the dots and find a player that goes out, you know, knows the best version of themselves and can go out and demonstrate that, and based on a plan that he's worked through. Yeah, I think that's certainly a huge, you know, value in the time commitment and the sacrifice that you make. But yeah, it's something to be excited about, and hopefully we get a little bit closer to that each day. I don't know that you ever achieve that completely, but if we're taking a step closer each day, that's certainly a good thing.
I'm sure there are the occasion where you have to have a conversation with a guy where basically you want to change up things that they've been doing. professional ball players want to be their best self, but also you do something for a long time. Maybe you feel like you know what you're doing. What is it like when you're sitting down with somebody, you've got the video, you've got all the information, and you're saying to them, we think you can be better if you do this, this, and this, which is different from what you've previously been doing?
Yeah, there is an art to that. And, you know, it doesn't happen maybe as frequently as maybe some folks would assume, because I think the first step is always making sure, are we reinforcing the things that they're doing well enough? You know, are we having a tough time maintaining success because we need to change something, or are we having a tough time maintaining success because we're just not consistent at the things that we're capable of doing? I mean, I can tell you a number of times conversations came up with guys concerned about, you know, this pitch didn't get chased, or this pitch didn't have the swing and miss or the weak contact that I would hope. And you kind of look at where these pitches were located or the counts they were thrown in, and, well, we don't need to add another pitch. Let's do a better job at connecting with these locations or these counts, or, you know, getting ourselves ahead more. So I think that's always the first layer. But when you have to create a conversation around making change, I think a really important part of that is obviously connecting well enough to get the player or the pitcher on board. And that's where the transparency piece happens. You know, if I come into that meeting with all the information, they may feel a little ambushed or blindsided, knowing that they have access to pretty much everything I have to evaluate their performances. You know, it's a real seamless conversation into, this is kind of what works up here. This is an area that's not working. You know, what's the next step? Hear a few suggestions, get their point of view, because at the end of the day, if they're not bought into it, then it's not going to work anyways.
Couple more questions for Cardinals pitching coach Dusty Blake. You guys bring in Julio Rangel to serve as the bullpen coach, assistant pitching coach. Do you have a relationship with him? And what's the maybe is there an excitement level of being able to work shoulder to shoulder with him?
Did not have a previous relationship, have touched base with him obviously multiple times since he came in and joined us in that role. And I think, yeah, the thing I'm most excited about, he's obviously he's been a major league pitching coach before. He's got some really good ideas as far as how to connect and communicate with players. I think one area we're on the same page is, you know, having a range of an ability to digest all the things that are out there, but then filtering that down to the simplest form of what matters most. And he's not a guy that's going to neglect, you know, some of the advanced technology and metrics. He's also not a guy that's going to solely try to rely on that in order to communicate and help develop players. So he's got a really good balance. He's got experience. He's got a great track record. And, you know, that's probably some of the areas that I've been most excited about in our conversations.
Last thing for you, and this might be the most important thing I ask you. Have you made a decision if you're going to do a Mike Maddox and claw it up, maybe double claw it occasionally when you're making those mound visits?
Well, listen, he's absolutely owned and set the bar for that move. So I would probably not be doing myself any service by trying to replicate that. I don't have any signature move. I think I have been criticized, especially on the road when I was a pitching coach at Duke. I guess I'll walk to the mound really slow. It's not something that's too intentional, but I'm not in a hurry when momentum's not going in our favor. Clearly, timeouts are a thing in football and basketball to kind of maybe slow down the momentum of the other team. And so, again, I've been accused of that, but that's certainly not a calling card or a move or anything that I'm really trying to intentionally do in my mind.
Okay, I lied. I got to follow up on that. Do you think umpires give you less time on the mound if you have a slow walk out there?
I haven't noticed a shift in mound time opportunities, but I certainly know if it takes longer to get out there, then some of the momentum may sway a little bit. And by the time I get out there, we can still have a similar conversation. So I think the advantage may be more if that happens or happens to be the case in the time coming to the mound and leaving the mound versus the actual mound time.
Well, Dusty, this was a lot of fun. I really appreciate you taking some time. Hopefully we can catch up every once in a while, and look forward to seeing you in Jupiter here in just a couple months.
Yeah, absolutely, Matt. I appreciate it, man. Look forward to meeting you.
Dusty Blake joining us, the Cardinals pitching coach, as he moves from pitching strategist to pitching coach. The duties that he held as the pitching strategist, he seemingly will continue to do those, but now he'll be the lead pitching coach as well. It is notable, when he was the pitching coach at Duke, Duke's team ERA went down every year that that he was there. So it's going to be fun to see what they are able to do to make really the bottom line. And I think what we take out of that conversation is his job is to make pitchers their best self, and that is what he's going to be looking to do. And we'll see how all that plays out. All right, one more break. We'll come back. We'll talk a little St. Louis Blues hockey, and we'll get out of here for Thursday Night Football. This is Sports Open Line on KMOX.
Your home of the Cardinals.
Arenado swings and hits it deep to left field. That ball is out of here.
The Billikens.
Jumper. Yes! Billikens win!
The Chiefs.
Touchdown! Kansas City!
We are America's sports voice. KMOX.
The Blues are rolling right now. Welcome back in. It is Sports Open Line here on KMOX. My name is Matt Pauly. Just a few minutes left in the program. We're taking you till Thursday Night Football. Packers and Titans tonight. Coverage at 7 o'clock, so just a few minutes away from that here on KMOX. Blues are in action this evening. They are at home. Hello to all the people who are driving around downtown St. Louis right now as they make their way into the Enterprise Center. You should probably hurry. Puck drop is in about 10 minutes, but they match up against the Capitals tonight. So this is amazing. They lost 8 games in a row. It felt like they basically opened up the season with an 8-game losing streak. I know they opened up the season with a 3-game winning streak, but it felt like they had not won a game all year as they were going through that 8-game losing streak. They've now won 4 in a row. If they beat the Capitals tonight, they're going to be 500. They're going to be a 500 club. They're just fresh off this 8-game losing streak, and they're going to be back at 500, so you're kind of able to reset and go from there. From like a standings perspective, and it's way too early to be looking at the standings and the playoff positioning and all that sort of stuff, but they're fine. They're fine. I don't think they're as good as maybe they've looked in the last 4 games, but they're certainly not as bad as they looked in that 8-game losing streak. And at some point in time, we're going to start to figure out just exactly who this team is. I think the way the line combinations have come together recently, I like that, the groupings. It seems like from a chemistry standpoint, there's more chemistry right now than there was previously, and maybe the lines are not built the way that you thought they were going to be built going into the season, but it doesn't really matter. What matters is production, and you know, like for Ryan O'Reilly, in his last 5 games, he has 3 goals and 3 assists after having 1 goal and no assist in his first 10 games of the year, and his faceoff percentage has gone way off. His plus-minus has going up during that time from a minus 12 to a plus 1. Plus 1 isn't anything to write home about, but obviously the Blues playing better. So they match up against Washington tonight. Talked about this when I was on with Glover earlier, talked about it when I was on with the show earlier today, but just want to give accolades to everybody over at St. Louis City for what they did last night, putting on that international friendly against Bayer Leverkusen. That was fun. And I'm not a soccer guy, but I really enjoyed that. I enjoyed it so much. And just to be there on what was a historic night, not just for that club, but for St. Louis and sports in St. Louis, and to see all the activity that was going on in that part of downtown. I've said this a couple times. It just feels like, and I know it's right across from Union Station. I get it. But it just feels like the existence of City Park extends downtown out. And I know from a city, I don't know if it's a city planning perspective or just kind of a dream vision perspective, the idea is to really kind of bridge that gap between Forest Park and downtown with more stuff. A lot of work to do on that. But that takes it one step closer. So that was a lot of fun. I'm still thawing out. I froze my you-know-what off last night, but I don't care. It was fun. And just the supporter section, what they did with the flags and the drums and the chants and everything, man, that was cool. You impressed me. You impressed me with what you did. And I like the idea that they're not fans. They are supporters. So good stuff. That was a really, really enjoyable night last night. Told you earlier in the show, the big news of the day, Paul Goldschmidt is your National League MVP, winning the first MVP of his career. They have announced, by the way, the American League MVP. No shocker here. Aaron Judge of the Yankees won the MVP. An interesting story, by the way, came out yesterday that Major League Baseball is investigating the Yankees and the Mets about collusion, because there was a report out there that the Mets are not going to go after Aaron Judge because of the respect from Steve Cohen, the Mets owner, to Hal Steinbrenner of the Yankees, and that would technically be collusion. I don't think anything's going to come of that investigation, but I thought it was interesting to be sure. Last thing for you before we get out of here, you'll have Tom Ackerman on Sports Open Line tomorrow night. It'll be just about a 40-45 minute edition. He'll be live from Chaffetz Arena for St. Louis University women's basketball. SLU is playing Wisconsin Green Bay tomorrow. I am the former radio voice of Wisconsin Green Bay women's basketball, and so I'm going to head out to the game and see a lot of my friends that are still part of that program. So taking the day off tomorrow for that, and Tom is going to have you for a Sports Open Line, and then I'll have play-by-play for you of that game. That's going to do it for this edition of Sports Open Line. Thanks, as always, to Matt Pajeski. Thanks to Dusty Blake, the Cardinals pitching coach, Rob Raines as well. And Sports Open Line tomorrow at 6. I'll talk to you again coming up on Monday right here on KMOX.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.